We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We are glad to have you here today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the passage that we are in Acts chapter 17, where the Apostle Paul, who's speaking to these Athenian intellectuals, the Stoics, the Epicureans, those that were worshiping this unknown God, he says to them in verse 29, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, or created ones of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device." You know, it's an amazing thing how that human beings can worship graven images made from gold and silver and stone and think that somehow this inanimate object is worthy of receiving worship. And Paul is making the thing, he says, you're worshiping something that's stone, and you need to understand you're a living being. You're alive. The stone is not. Does that make sense? He's really rebuking them. Here you are, you're intellectuals, and yet you're calling this stone God, this memorial to the unknown God, and you worship here, and yet you're a living being. God is a living being, and He is the giver of life, offspring. He is the one that gives life, and He Himself is alive. What a glorious truth to know that our God, before the foundation of the world, the living God determined that He was going to make lost sinners like His Son, Jesus Christ, alive. Give new life to those that were dead in trespasses and sin before they ever created mankind. The wonderful foreknowledge of God and the planning of God, the living God. May we never forget that we serve a true and living God, not a figment of our imaginations, not this figure that's somewhere out in outer space. No, He's here right now. Amen? He is with us. He's everywhere. That understanding of God was missing in this society that we read about from the Scriptures. And so they were simply substituting a piece of stone or a piece of a precious metal as the object to represent this unknown God. Totally inadequate. Totally false. Wrong-headed. They needed to repent. They needed to change their mind and come to the right understanding of God, that He is alive and that He's always been, He is, and will always be. And your future and my future rests in Him. And the truth that we're going to look at today is one that we need to be reminded of and take it to a lost and dying world. The truth of the true and living God, the one whose Son He sent to take our place on Calvary's tree, who is alive. He has a body, and He's at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says, making intercession right now for you and for me. This is real. This is reality. May we grasp it and love it and appreciate it, and may we take the message of Christ to a lost and dying world.